course, our guest, Andrea Shaw, four-time Olympia
soon
champ.
Soon to be five.
Yeah,
soon to be five. Ain't nobody touching her. See, I'm starting to kind of talk like her now. Ain't nobody
Ain't
touching
that's
her.
That's it. I'm rubbing off. Yeah. Rubbing off.
Yeah. You don't be rolling up on her
that's
at the
it. O. That's it. You're going to drop the
she
mic on her.
She just dust
them.
You off. Yeah.
It's getting bad.
Is that like offensive? Did I just flip
that? Not at all.
I don't know.
Not at all.
She was laughing. I gave
you the pass.
Okay, I got a pass. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
It's time.
Look who it is.
Why don't you come and sit down?
Up a chair.
We've got a microphone for Miss Olympia.
Where is the microphone? Is it on the chair?
It's on the chair there. And we've got headphones for her, too.
Headset it up.
Look
headset
at this.
Wow.
This is like kind of like you get to like take a break for a few.
Can you hear us? Check, check.
We got the Bose headphones.
Four-time Olympia champion, Andrea Shaw. So, Andrea, the last time you were on the show, I was unable to make it for some reason. I don't even remember why, but you were on with Dusty and Scott?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I wasn't on that day.
That's right.
How do you take that day off of all days?
I was upset. Like, what do you mean you're
not here? I remember it being like an emergency of some kind, but I don't recall. I might have been stuck in an airport. You
probably.
Know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
he
yeah.
was talking Jim off the ledge with the pineapples and the pizza.
Oh.
Yeah, we're still like, Jim, we're still going to... gonna convert you, man. Figure it out.
That's funny. So, four-time Olympia champ. I see you're wearing the 2023 one.
Damn, I couldn't resist.
So, let's just create a scenario here. It's an emergency. You have to leave. You get to pack one backpack, and you can only take one medal. Which one do you take? The first one or the newest one?
That's a tough question. That's a tough question.
Ooh. Question I'll never have to answer.
Right. Yeah. Oh, man. I got to say the first one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to say the first one. I mean, there's nothing like the first one, even though each one is different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one's real special. That first one, though, like, it's the first one. And I won it on my birthday, so it was kind of like...
Ah, damn.
It was a good nod. It was a good nod. It was like everything in me knew. I'm like, this is my day.
Hey, here's a question for you. Of your four Olympia victories, which one was the easiest? Think of the prep. Think of the whole thing. The prep, the mental situation, the actual day of the show. Which one was the easiest?
20. It's a toss-up between this one, 23.
Yeah?
23. And why do you think? Do you think you just so in the zone and mentally it was easier? Or do you think... you just knew you were going to be super, really, almost impossible to beat. How did it work?
I knew that I gave just a little bit more to this particular prep.
Because you just got smarter and better
exactly.
and more experienced.
Exactly. I wanted to give more.
Like
I
the felt effort like this was always max,
yes,
but now it was
like
more
when
directed.
When you go to your coach and say, can I diet with just this
right.
extra 3 days and see how it goes? Like yeah. we're already doing 5 days of depletion, but I'm asking for more.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, yeah.
Yeah,
I want to give it.
Yeah, yeah, that's
and
cool.
He told me, he said, listen, if you start feeling like, you know, you're not, the energy's just not there, then we gotta give you something. We got to give you some carbs somewhere. But I'm like, no carbs. I'm going to win. You got to be shredded.
You hit it hard, though, like at the end, that last few weeks, that last month.
Yeah.
From between the Wings of Strength show.
Utah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was getting leaner by the hour, y'all. It's crazy.
That was wild.
What were you eating? Just fat-free protein source.
That's it.
Egg whites and fish and this
fish.
Fucking, yeah.
Like fish and no veggies even
fish.
At one point, right?
So when you asked the coach to go on more fish for days with no carbs, no veggies.
Ooh. No veggies.
Do you eat egg whites?
Negative.
Oh, I'm an egg
once
white
I
guy.
Get, once I get about eight to nine weeks out, then the egg whites go.
Why do you take them out? You just rather have meat?
Sometimes they make me get a little more gaseous.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes, I mean, for some odd reason, like when I have an enzyme present, it's good. But every blue moon, because then I can take the enzyme away and I'm good. But last year, and this happened last year, which was and I was like, dang, what's missing? My stomach was just so upset. And I had egg white wraps. I found me something new to eat. So I found these egg white wraps. I got them from Meijer. And they're like no calories, but it's just the egg white, so you can wrap it up like a sandwich, right?
Right.
I had two of them, and I was like, oh, wait, something seems off. I'm like, if I'm only eating egg whites and fish and veggies, so I'm, I know it's not the veggies because I'm only eating that much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, then, it, I mean, by process of elimination, I'm like, all right. All right, I know what it is.
If I had to pick, like if someone was like 2 months of one, I would pick egg whites, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I just have a hard time with, I would like them. I actually like them, you know?
Oh, yeah. It, like, in proportion.
Well, yeah, I say that, but after 6 weeks,
I came home from the Olympia and I'm like, I still got a few servings of fish left. I'm like, just throw them in the freezer. I don't want to look at no fish for the next like 6 weeks. And like, then I had to go guest pose at Sean Ray.
Okay.
And my ankle started swelling, so I was like, all right, going back on the fish.
Back to him. So here's another question for you. So we found out what the easiest win was. Was there a particularly difficult win? Was there a stressful win or something where you had a hard prep, something came up? Was there any win that, what was the hardest win?
Oh, 22, 21 and 22. Yeah, 21 and 22. I mean, I had the pressure of winning the first one from 20.
Right, the repeat
repeat, man, it's pressure. People are like, oh, well, it might have been a fluke. You know, oh, we don't know if she's really that good. Well, you know, it's all still so new. Somebody could come out of the woodworks, but then it was like, I gotta apply pressure.
Right.
I checked into a hotel room. Right. I'm like, I can't be at home. I got to get away from the food. I got to get away from the laundry. I went straight to the hotel room.
No
for
way.
Days. I still do that.
Did you do that this past year?
I did.
Yeah?
I still do it. Wow. That's the year I found out that it works.
Okay.
I literally remove myself from any distractions. The only time I leave that hotel room is to train with my coach and to do cardio. That is it. Everything else is sleep, eat, and practice that routine.
Wow.
Oh, it gets in the zone.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. But both of those years, it was like the first defending of the title was like, damn, okay, I got to make sure that I'm bringing it. And I brought it, right? But then the next year, it was like, okay, it was the hype. And that's when I started realizing, okay, I got to turn off the social media a little bit.
Right.
You know, they comparing, they trying to like, okay, well, you know, so-and-so's coming. They saying they coming for the title. And I'm like, oh, man, all right.
Yeah.
You know, people talking trash. You know how it is. And I get it. I can do something with it. I can make it work. But I never like to show what I may be thinking. I will go inward and do it, right?
Right.
And do my work. And that's where I was like, all right, cool. I had to find ways to apply much more pressure. Much more pressure. And I had a little bit of a scare. I took in a little too much caffeine. I was too amped up. And I ended up, I think Scott, I told him a little bit about this. I ended up going to consult a cardiologist just to make sure that, you know, how everything was good. So there was pressure there too. So I'm like, dang, okay. I was a little too zealous on the caffeine. I'm like, now I got to back off.
Right.
So trying to do cardio was like a touch and go. I wanted to slow down a little bit, take my time.
So what dose of caffeine is a little too much?
Anything over 300.
At a time.
Oh, yeah. You're talking like one time. I thought you meant your daily consumption was just getting out of
bed. That too, because I mean, I would go and work out. I mean, y'all, I love training. I love working out, just being active.
Yeah.
But I would go and work out. Then I would come home and teach a class online, and I'm taking more caffeine and help out the ladies. Then I'm like trying to sleep. Then I got to go meet coach, train there. Then I'm like still got to do cardio before bed. Now I was getting there. And then I heard you do a half scoop. Half scoop.
Half scoop.
I'm like, you know what? Dusty's method may not be bad.
Yep.
It's not as fun, but it's a more level day.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, the level day is important to me now.
The reality is, though, if you need to go to sleep, just go to sleep. So thank God, Victoria, my godsend right there, she walked me through, you know, some good tips on getting better sleep. I mean, my mind, sometimes it's hard to turn it off.
Right.
When you got that, okay, am I checking all the boxes? Is there anything else I can do?
As soon as you lay down to sleep and you close your eyes, it's like da 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 da.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, what are we gonna do tomorrow? Okay, we're gonna do this tomorrow, we're gonna do that tomorrow, and we're like, we gotta make sure we do the abs this way. We haven't done this since I'm like, oh my gosh, okay. I'm working on 4 hours of sleep.
And training hard.
Man, training real hard.
You were still training hard, like everything.
Yeah.
When did you shoot that leg workout in Scott's basement? When was that?
I was about 8 weeks out.
Somewhere around there. Yeah.
Yeah, because it was before the Rising Phoenix.
Yep.
So at that point, 8 weeks out, I was, because there's only 5 weeks in between the two, so I had to be about 4 weeks out from the Rising Phoenix.
And she killed it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Oh,
she
yeah.
She went hard.
Oh, yeah.
It's the only way she knows.
That's it. That's it.
She one speed, Scott.
Yeah.
One speed.
That's it.
Full speed.
100%. Even yesterday. I was tired after I trained legs. I got off the plane. I'm like, all right, here you go. Eat me something. And then let's go to the gym. I got to go train.
Right.
I'm like, I'm tired. I got done training. I was like, I'm awake. Yeah. I'm like, I thought I was tired. You know, you stimulate your central nervous system when you train that hard.
Oh, yeah.
When you go intense, right, people don't understand. Sometimes it's hard to bring that get back down.
Yep.
It took a minute. I 3 hours before I was, like, ready to.
Okay. Did you go after we saw you last night, or when did you go?
Yeah. Well, no, before. It was just before.
Okay. Yeah, that was the same in our room. I passed out immediately. I woke up, I'm like, oh, man, how'd you sleep? She goes, terrible. She's like, I was up at 2 in the morning looking at the clock. I was like, well, you trained harder than I did, so there you go. Yeah. I slept like a baby.
Yeah. And you're not supposed to rely on melatonin that much.
Right.
That's what people are like, oh, melatonin. I'm like, but you're really not supposed to take it that much because, like, you know, your body produces it naturally.
Right.
You don't want to throw anything off, you know, naturally occurring with your body.
I want to ask you, I mean, with 4 Olympia titles and the physique that you have, what do you think of the current sort of, or how much attention do you even pay to the current sort of chat about how to actually train properly and what we should be doing and all
that's
that?
That's a good question.
Are you into that? Are you following, like, you know, the guys talking about mechanics and foot position, and or are you just kind of like, hey, I know what works for me and I feel this and I'm just going to do it?
I think some of it has a place. But I think sometimes you can get so caught up into it, you just forget, do the basic stuff, man.
Right.
Do the basic stuff. We're not here to, I'm about old school bodybuilding. I tell clients when I take them in, I'm not that trainer that's going to give you razzle-dazzle tricks. You're not about to be jumping off boxes. You're about to do straight up old school bodybuilding. We about to do T-bar rows. We're going to squat. We're going to leg press. We're going to deadlift.
Right.
Right? Like, just get the work done.
Yeah.
I got it all day. Right?
I heard a great quote the other day. I think it was Mike Israeliti.
Israeliti, yeah.
I think it was Mike.
Doctor, he said, Mike Israeliti.
Yeah, doctor. He just walked by, actually.
Oh, no, I haven't met him yet. If you guys see him.
He had a great quote that I loved. It was, everyone's worried about getting the most bang for the buck, but sometimes you just got to get the most bucks.
Simple as that, because they still add up. Yeah. They still add up.
I like that.
I like that.
You know what I mean?
That's amazing.
It's like, well, you're getting a 100% return on your 10-cent investment, or you're getting a 2% return on your $1,000 investment.
I'll take that.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's like,
yeah.
That sort of makes sense to me.
Completely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look how efficient this is.
But it doesn't do anything.
Yeah. So.
How about we be efficient with this time?
Right.
I think these people get so caught up into the, like, you know, these little minuscule details. And I ask, okay, well, how long are you training? Oh, I'm in the gym 2 hours. That's not a claim to fame.
Yeah.
Get your butt out of the gym. You need to be an hour. Get out of there. If you're training and the way you need to be training, you're tired.
Yeah.
Man, I get 40 minutes in, I'd be like, woof, all right. We're in there.
I know that to you don't have an accent, but to Canadian me... I just it's like it's right out of a movie.
I'm telling you,
mind your business.
Like, that's just, it. And I used to live on the farm, so I get the best of both.
Yeah,
worlds.
I can hear it.
So I got
I can
a little
hear
bit of a southern, and
just
I got
no
a little
bullshit.
Bit of a
like
it.
It's yeah, just that's like it. it's great.
And I think that's probably one reason why. I mean, he'll tell you. I've been training with my current coach. Man.
Long time.
Yeah.
And shout out to him. Let everyone know, like, who your current coach is.
Yeah,
John, right?
John, yeah, John, yeah. IFBB Pro John Simmons. I mean, you know, he used to be with Muscle Mag back in the day.
Well, I'm old enough to remember John Simmons, like, flipping through Muscle Mag
that's
and seeing
it.
the photos. I remember when he was a pro, yeah. So when he came to the, I don't know where I met him. Was it the O last year or the Arnold last? I can't remember, but I finally met him because he's your coach. And he came by and I was like, hey, like, it was cool because, you know, I hadn't seen him in ages.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and he still is like, we still just do the basics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where we get really good at doing the basic stuff consistently.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, some of these kids, I don't know why they just figure, oh, we got to do all the time under tension, and then we got to turn the toes out, and then we got to turn the toes in. I'm like, just do it.
Yeah.
Just get the work done.
You know what? One piece of advice that John Simmons gave me, and this is like years back, all right?
Yeah.
So John was the first real pro that I met, okay? And I did his show.
Yes, it was, I remember that.
It was my first show. It was John's show. And I remember being in the gym. It was after that show, but I was kind of in awe, you know, because you didn't see a lot of pros in the gyms. And I said, hey, John, I got the 90-pound dumbbells on the bench press. And he's like, oh, that's good, you know? And he said, how many reps did you get? And I said, oh, I got 10 reps, so I'm going to go to the 95s next time. He said, you know, Scott, instead of going to the 95s, how about you take those 90s and you learn to get 20 with them? If you can get 20 reps with those 90-pound dumbbells, I guarantee you that you're going to have a bigger chest. And that's what John's all about. That's it's just that simple, right. Old-school training.
Completely,
you know?
Right. And he hasn't changed. I mean, he's a hardened Marine. So he's still the same.
Right. Oh, shit. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Like, nobody knows how to be like...
They're never the same.
Ever. The training stuck. The training completely stuck. It works. I got about it. He loves the dumbbell squats for ladies. So with me, he said, you know, I don't want you barbell squat. He's like, your legs are big enough. If I let you barbell squat, your legs going to be bigger than what we can handle.
Right.
He's like, I'm like, all right, cool. He's like, but I will let you do goblet squat. Or like what some people call it, plie squat. You basically turn the toes out and you kind of just work more on the glutes. And
do you elevate your feet?
He doesn't.
Yeah,
he
you
doesn't
don't need to. Yeah.
So, I mean, I'll do that. And I'm like, all right, let's get into it. I'm like, how many reps you want? He's like, all right, we're going to do 50. All right, 50 reps. So the next set, I'm like, all right, 65. I'm taking my chest. I don't think I'm doing something. He's like, how about 75? I'm like, damn, stand by, boss. Wait a minute. I didn't know he was going there.
75 reps. There we go.
Choke chain. Okay.
Yeah.
Stand by. But, I mean, he's really big on, like, doing a lot over time, right? He's like, you know, if you can hit 20 reps, anything upper body, then you're probably in a good spot. Right before you start looking to add on a whole lot of heavy weight, right? He's all about mastering the form. Right. Okay, more than getting into the tricks, are you executing with good form? Now we can start talking about how you're going to grow.
Right.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny, like, that's another situation where the old school has actually been proven correct. The latest science, we've talked about it, the latest studies have shown that hypertrophy occurs quite evenly from the 3 to 30 rep range. And they did say that, and wasn't it the study said strength did go up more with the heavier weights, but the hypertrophy continued all the way to the 30 rep range.
Absolutely right.
And you know, you see some, like, I remember old guys when I was just starting out at the gym, I remember they were like, you're squatting heavy. That's good. You're getting, you know, you're getting your 8 reps with 3 plates. That's good. Yeah. But let's see 25 reps with a plate and a half after that every workout.
Right.
And I remember thinking, like, well, I want to get big.
Right.
You know? But these are the old school guys that are like, yeah, I don't know, but it works. Yeah. Like, they're just doing that.
Why do you think that they still kind of subscribe to that? Why do you still feel like there are such, there are people who are still very absolute about you have to do more weight and less reps?
Well, hey, man, I trained heavy and hard for a long time. I was a Dorian disciple, so I did very Dorian-based training for a long time. But every once in a while, we'd do some 20-rep squats or some 50-rep leg presses or something. And I would say that it's by far the worst.
Oh. Are you sore? Yeah. You sore?
Yeah, you're sore. But it's just the actual, like, the actual set itself. Like
the wind.
Yeah, well, hey, 100-rep sets on the leg press are probably the most mentally, like... Because you know how mental focus is really easy for short periods of time.
Yeah.
Yep.
But if you make the set 5 minutes long, your mental focus is now 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And it just, like, every time you dial that up, it just gets harder and harder, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But I think that if you continue to work that muscle like that, it's going to grow.
Yeah.
If you're feeding it right, you're resting it right, you're getting the proper body work done, it's going to grow.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a no-brainer. It may not grow as fast. Right, but that's where, okay, I would still rather have, and then I ask some people, like, okay, retired now, people like John, how did you manage to stay injury-free?
Right.
Yeah. And when they talk to me about things like that, it's like, yeah, okay. Even Lee Haney, I talked to him 2 weeks ago. He's like, yeah, train to stimulate. You don't have to annihilate.
Right,
sometimes
right.
to take that stimulation up.
Big.
Yeah.
You know, I met Lee Haney in a restaurant a couple years ago, and I remember I was eating my food. I don't remember who I was sitting with. Were you there? No, I don't remember. No. And I saw Lee walk in. He was all by himself. And I just jumped out of my seat and I just ran over to him. And he was just waiting for a table. And I just said, Lee, I go, you're actually my first Mr. Olympia. Because I started training in 1990.
Yeah.
So he was Mr. Olympia. So he was my first Mr. Olympia, right? That's how I see it. Like, that was the era that I entered. So to finally meet Lee was, like, really cool because I had met everyone but Lee.
Wow.
Like, I remember going through the checklist one time talking about it, I was like, the only guy that I really haven't met. Like, I'd met Chris Dickerson and I'd met, like, you know what I mean? Samir Banu. And I'd met, like, pretty much everyone. but I'd never met Lee Haney, and it was just like awesome to meet him. How often do you see him?
Oh, at least maybe 4 times a year.
Oh, that's
and one
crazy.
One being the Olympia.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and he's still just as humble.
Didn't you guys pose at his show or something? He did a show this year. And
he had a seminar down
that's
in
right.
Not to mention, he looks like he's 45 years old.
Right? I'm like, man, you still got traps, Lee? You still got shoulders? I'm like, man, there's something to the old school, man. I'm telling you.
And another thing most people don't remember was that he won his first Olympia when he was 23, and he won his eighth when he was 31.
Wow.
And then he was out.
And then he retired with no injuries.
And still has no injuries.
And yeah, so if you think of like who did it best ever,
that's hard to beat that.
It's hard to beat that.
There's one person that does. He only won one Mr. Olympia title, but Dexter Jackson.
I know you're going.
Vampire himself.
Yeah.
He's around here somewhere. I was texting with his wife earlier. It's like,
that's funny that I used the word vampire the other day to describe him.
That's funny.
And I realize how many of us have used that word to describe
Dexter. It fits
him
too.
Yeah.
Because dude, like, I don't know. I don't think we'll ever see another one like him.
No.
To compete that long.
Yeah.
I love that meme where it had a photo of Dexter every year, his face every year. Did you ever see that meme?
No.
It was like
the same picture.
It was like all 20 Olympias, it was his face, and it was like it was just hilarious, you know? It's like the same. It's just got a little bit of gray right here, and that was the only thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ageless.
And he had to eat, too.
He had to
eat. I remember when he retired, he had said, what was it? He was like,
he said the only thing that he's absolutely not going to be happy about when it comes to retirement is that he didn't have to eat so much.
Eat all that chicken and rice. That's what it was. He was like, I'm tired of eating all that chicken and rice.
Yeah, I mean, I know.
I can only imagine. Like,
I remember he told me once that he would be very happy eating 2 meals a day.
Yeah. He still says that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
What about you?
I love eating.
You love eating too much.
That's why I got to work out, y'all.
We're going to see. She'll win 7, 8, 9, 10 Olympias, and then we'll see her 5 years later. She'll just be 300 pounds.
No way. I got to figure out a way to stay active. They bring back the Masters Olympia, I think, once every 3 years, they say they're going to do.
It's like those NFL guys that retire. And they just get humongous.
They blow up.
It's like, dude, you're not doing all the exercise anymore.
Right, right.
But you're still eating.
That's where I'm like, no. So, I follow off-season diet. I had to. Like, there's no way. Like, that. And that's probably another thing that made the 2021 to 22 season a little more challenging. I'm like, all right, man, you can't be up 30 pounds.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah, because it's too much hard work to get back down.
And then, you know, that means you're going to need to diet longer.
Harder.
Or you're going to have to diet harder.
More fish,
and
more bullshit.
Oh, man, see, I was like, not for it. Not for it. I'd rather just eat. And it's really balanced, right? I've got egg whites. I've got steak. I've got shrimp. I've got turkey.
Yeah.
So I'm not starving by any means. Right? I got sweet potatoes, rice. I got grindstone. So I love the hot rice cereal. I brought you guys some, by the
way. There we go.
You've had some already.
Oh, nice.
But I brought more for you.
Thank you.
Nice.
But I mean, you know, it's nice to have the variety, but it's still concise.
Yeah.
Right? But the joy of it was this last pass prep, I got leaner faster.
Right.
By sticking on the off-season plan. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
It makes so much more sense. So it's and I get one cheat meal a week. I'm not starving. I'm still good.
You knocked a whole month of Stairmaster off your prep.
Thank God.
Right. now, during the prep, I witnessed a...
Hold on a second.
All right. During the prep, I witnessed a psychological trick that John has set up for Drea. And this is how it works.
But if you tell her, will it wreck it?
No, she knows.
Oh, okay,
she
okay.
I take my marching orders.
Okay. Do you know where I'm going with this?
I think so.
Okay, so before she trains, she's getting ready for her workout, John will let her eat like one small piece of candy. It's like one
I don't even
small
like
piece
candy.
Of candy.
That's not in prep. Only in prep. It's weird.
And she gets she
it's
gets
almost
so
like
excited.
It's like a diabetic glucose tab.
She gets so excited for it.
It's like 3 grams of sugar.
Yeah.
Straight to the brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, what's going
That's
on?
Hysterical.
Hey. Yeah, the brain receptors just enough to trick them.
Just enough.
Oh, Scott's got a friend.
Yeah, we both know this guy. He's from Michigan.
Oh, okay, Michigan dude.
Yeah. He moved down to Ohio a little while ago.
I could tell when somebody's Michigan. Scott knows everyone in Michigan. He knows
the
whole state.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the joy of having Scott though. Like he can film. And I told him, I'm like, man, I really want you to be the one to film me because, you know, you're connected with my crew.
Right.
Like, and you know exactly what it is that you're looking at. You know my coach. You know, just having him there, like having him there made me feel really, really good. Because I want him to capture those moments.
Yeah, and plus having Scott film you, you're not just. It's like one thing to have like a bodybuilding expert and a fan and someone who really knows to train you, but he's also a coach.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, it must feel good. Like, you know you're on track. John knows you're on track, everything. But, you know, maybe he sees you two shoots in a row and he's like, man.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. Yeah. It was like, dude, okay, I just saw you 2 weeks ago. And he's like, man, whoa. What's going on? And
I'm like, hey, starving to death.
See what you can handle, too. To see what you can handle. Like, because they cut the sodium early.
Real early.
And that blows me away. Like, yeah. I could tell you, I would look like garbage if you took my sodium away.
I almost wound up in the hospital one time. Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah. Started just cramping everywhere and spasming.
But they're able to do that. Yeah. Drea's body responds.
Yeah.
And they get what they want out of it.
Yeah.
And I mean, he gets brutal with it. Like, he even took away some of my, like, organic cayenne pepper. And he's like, you know what? I really prefer you just be, I'm like, you just want to see suffering. You just want to.
Yeah.
Like, we found out I was using too much Pam cooking spray to pan sear my fish.
I mean, I was using half a spray bottle for every meal.
I was like,
is that too much?
It was crazy, zero calories per serving.
Yeah.
It was crazy the way I found out. I'm like, you know how it feels when you're in prep. It's supposed to suck.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I'm like, I got a whole lot of energy for some odd reason. I'm like, I'm cleaning the house. I'm like, I just had this fish about 40 minutes ago. I bet you I've used too much cooking spray on this fish.
How many calories in a whole bottle of Pam?
Right?
Yeah, exactly. 900.
How much can I get away with? Oh, yeah, but when we took it out within 24 hours, the suck was back in full force. I was like, okay.
The suck was back.
Yeah.
Full force. Embrace
there's like 5 grams of lipids in your bloodstream disappeared, and it was like, nope.
Like, nope. Nah, okay. We're gonna give you back that suck that you really, really miss.
Yeah.
I got a question for you. Being the Olympia champion 4 times and all that, and I know you use, you do cardio heavily. How high does your cardio get again? Like, what's a lot of cardio for you?
An hour,
okay. Yeah. So, can you think of a point, what's the closest you ever gave, what's the closest you ever came to quitting a cardio session?
Oh.
Never.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying she did, but I'm saying that internal conversation, like, fuck, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, the first Olympia. I had to go back and finish. So it was only 11 days in between the shows.
Right.
But I was tired.
Oh, you mean the qualifier and the O?
No, between the Rising Phoenix.
Oh, Rising Phoenix, yeah.
And I mean, I was so tired. And I think in the back of my mind, I was a little stressed, too, because we were still peak COVID time. And I'm like, man, I'm getting ready to travel again. I'm like, I'm nervous. This show means a lot.
Yeah.
And I was just so tired. And that's when I first started noticing, like, during prep, I wasn't sleeping. Not the way I really knew I should have been.
Right.
And I mean, I got there because at that time, Mind and Muscle was still open. So it's a little 24-hour gym that was open because, like, John really wants me to do cardio before bed. So that's the tricky part, right? Doing cardio before bed for me is like my body's ready to go to bed, but my brain is like, what up?
Right, yeah.
I'm like, oh, gosh. And it was like, you know what? I did 30 minutes on the treadmill. I don't feel like finishing, man. I'm tired. I could be so much more optimal if I just get some sleep.
Right.
Then I got done, and I sat there for a minute. And I was like, you know what? This is important, right?
Yep.
I cannot leave this building without finishing this. And I turned around, got right back up there. I'm like, I don't care if I just walk. And I just told him. I try to be real honest with my coach.
Yeah.
I didn't do hard cardio. I walked.
Right.
Like, I didn't. I sandbagged it. But I finished.
Yeah. Right.
And he was cool with it, but he was like, you know, I try to pride myself on giving the extra.
Right.
So I prefer, if I'm going to hit, when I'm in prep, I'm doing hit the whole time if I can.
Right.
Yeah, all 60 minutes. I'm like, I'm hitting. But then I was like, coach, I'm tired.
I'm tired. Right.
Human for a night.
I'm right. Tired, boss.
That's right. I need a night off, sir.
I like that Mind and Muscle gym. That place was cool. Yeah, place it was a awesome. Really hardcore little space. They're gone now. But that said, Drea does a lot of her training. Like, we're talking Miss Olympia, best in the world, trains at Anytime Fitness.
Right?
Yeah. Utterly kills it there.
I'm assuming that you just being there every day, it's a little bit of a different vibe at that particular anytime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Does everyone, like, do a lot of people there realize, like, you're Olympia champ? Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. They all know.
And I mean, I think, you know, since my coach owns it, we get a lot of liberty like you do, right? We get to say what equipment goes in there. So, yeah, it's a franchise, right? They tell you how to design the box, but they don't tell you what to put in the box. So we got a lot of unconventional stuff that you wouldn't find at another anytime there, like the vertical leg press.
I've seen that before,
right? Hammer
yeah.
strength, right? They don't carry a lot of that stuff at a traditional anytime fitness.
Yeah. I had a friend that had an anytime once, and he goes, "You got to see my anytime,
yeah.
Ryan." And I stopped by, and he had a Nebula leg press, nice. A Nebula hack.
Ooh.
He had all this prime equipment, and then he had, like, the basic kit that they made him order. Like, all the pin-loaded stuff was all cool.
Yeah.
It was all, like, Life Fitness or Precore or whatever.
Okay.
But then he had this other stuff, like Aroa Prime, Aroa of all this, and some hammer plate loaded and everything. It was awesome.
And
man.
It brings people in the door.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. People come in, they're like, whoa, we've never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's why. That's why we're doing it this way.
That's great.
It's the best. Now, I wish we could get some of that equipment that we had back in Germany.
Oh, yeah. You
some
like
that Galaxy equipment?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I was
yeah.
sore.
She
man,
liked
Clarita,
that old
Clarita
stuff.
Clarita comes strolling by. I'm not even sore, champ. I'm like, bro, I could barely raise my arms up to put this shirt on. I was so sore. Like, but, man, that equipment, I can't wait to get back to Cologne.
It's training in Europe is fun because you see these, like, when I first started going to Europe and seeing that, I'd be like, I've never seen this brand before. And then you realize that's like an epic European brand.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's in every gym.
Yeah.
And you start going to other gyms, you're like, oh, like the old Gym 80 stuff.
All that Gym 80 stuff
everywhere.
Is excellent.
Yeah, you know.
Oh.
You know, the joke I made was, like, if there was a nuclear holocaust, there'd be straight six engines.
Right.
And Gym 80
and
stuff.
And all of the Gym 80 stuff.
And all the Gym 80 stuff left over.
So. And the construction of the equipment is different. You can tell.
Yeah.
It's very
it's heavy.
Oh, it's very heavy. Man, I did that vertical leg press over there. And Scott will tell you, I do the vertical leg press all the time. But that one, man, it was like instant glue pump, instant hammies.
I
was sore for 4 days. I was like, oh, my God.
Her legs blew up to like twice the size by the end of that
right
workout.
Right after the workout.
Yeah. I remember I was there, too. Yeah, I was there that day. You guys were going.
I can't wait to go back there. Listen, as soon as we get there, let's go.
Okay.
Please.
That was a good gym. I like that place.
That was a great gym. Like, we could get some of that stuff over here. That'd be awesome. But, I mean, you know, the States is what it is. The good stuff that we have, like down at Powerhouse, that stuff's been there since the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
They've welded a lot of it back together.
Samir Badouk trained on some of that equipment, I'm sure. Lenda trained on some of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah. Old school.
I forgot about that.
Oh,
yeah.
Same Powerhouse. So, I mean, you know, when she walks in every time, it's kind of like she knows. She's like, yeah, it's reminiscent of.
She
know,
still goes there?
Oh, yeah. When she's home, she trains there. Oh,
man. That's another. She's like the equivalent of Lee Haney to me.
Oh, yeah.
Same. Like, I think the same thing about the both
of them. Still
looks 40. Right?
Right.
Like, she just had two knee replacements back in 2020. And I'm like, wow. And I went down there to go see her. We're going to dinner. And she's like, I don't know, 3 weeks post-op. I'm like, you all right? You know, you want me to drive? I brought a car. I'll drive you. Oh, no, I'll drive. Both knees now, both at once.
Yeah.
I used to work in orthopedics. So when the doctors, you have to be a good candidate for this.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she does her own. That's how you know the mindset, though. I mean, she just still continues to, like, just wow me.
Yeah.
And then she walks in, like, I see her a few months later. She's at her show. I'm guest posing. And she's got her heels on. And I'm like, meow, okay. Yeah. Mama's still sashaying around. And she still looks amazing, though. And she's still getting hit on. Down in Georgia 2 weeks ago, she said, yeah, this guy at the gas station just rolled up on me.
She told you about that? She said we were going to keep that between us.
Okay, well. Sorry,
she wasn't supposed to talk about me.
Is that the term, rolled up on me?
Yeah, rolled up on
rolled
me.
Rolled up on me?
Yeah, he rolled up on me.
That's funny.
It was great.
Before we roll, we had some quick questions.
Fire away.
We need some answers to.
Yes.
Rapid fire.
These have
under
nothing
pressure.
To do with bodybuilding necessarily.
Ooh.
As most of our show does.
Yeah.
Nothing to do.
What is an item that is worth spending more money on? Quality, brand, whatever. What is an item that you think it's worth spending more money on?
Any gym equipment that's... Oh, yeah. I mean, gym equipment. Whether it's cardio, like...
You don't need designer purses. You want good leg presses.
There you go. If I had to pick between the two, I'd like designer purses, but Louis would get shelved for a good hammer strength.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
You can get a couple of leg presses for a Louis purse.
Easy, man.
Yeah.
I kind of saved some of my... luxury spending for later. I didn't buy anything luxury or anything like fancy for myself until I got the third title.
There you go.
And I watched the Louis, so I was like, ooh, wait a minute.
Three-time Miss Olympia should have at least
one of these.
That's the cost of that stair bill I want.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Let me think about this.
I was going to ask you what you bought yourself the first Olympia. Did you buy yourself a gift?
I waited.
And you said third time.
I waited.
Okay.
Yeah. There's how we do it. All right, opposite end of the spectrum. What's one thing you regret spending money on that you have?
My Christian Louis Vuittons.
They
don't fit well.
Nobody
they're cute.
Likes them.
They're sexy, but
they hurt.
Man, my toes were screaming at me. I'd rather have a pair of Nine Wests.
There we go.
Right,
finish this phrase. The way to my heart is
food.
Food.
That was so fast.
Oh yeah, low.
That
yeah,
was alarmingly yeah, fast. I'm still a little worried about you post retirement.
Yeah,
I still think there's a little
check in.
You need to really think in about this. You got a couple. You got five years left.
I've got seven to go.
Seven to go.
Seven. She's got some time.
Hey, fuck you. I'm doing 10.
I'm like, you know what? Yeah. Let's check in regularly, okay? Man. Promise me, big bro.
Okay.
Because I like food.
Yeah,
man.
I don't think this is as easy as of an exit as you're thinking.
The burgers and the fries.
That was like, she even like leaned forward.
Food.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What was your last impulse buy?
Yesterday, I was at the airport. I brought some body. Is it Body Works? Body.
Bath and Body Works.
Body shop. And it was a strawberry. And I was like,
you couldn't help it. In the airport, she paid $900 for it.
That's right.
$12.
I'm gonna choose the worst place to shop.
And I was like, I'm right at the airport.
All right, this one's a little more difficult, but we're not going too far. Would you rather travel to the past or the future?
Future.
What would happen there?
Nothing in the past.
She'd just check the S&P 500.
There you go.
And she'd look at crypto prices, and she'd come right back.
And she's like, damn it, Ron was right. I am fat.
We are.
I was 300 pounds.
No, it'll say Ron checks in with Miss Olympia once a month to make sure everything's in check.
Are you coaching her? No, I'm just helping her not get fat.
The accountability program.
John said he wanted nothing to do with her.
I designed this program just for her. It's accountability.
I like the off the wall questions.
I do
to
too.
Find out who
keeps
good.
It fun.
That was good, Dusty.
Keeps it fun. But yeah, I mean, true confession. Like, I like food. That's one reason why. Like, early on, like, my mom used to fuss at me when I was a kid. I can't keep buying bread every week. I keep eating up all the food.
You were, if I'm not mistaken, I might sound like an idiot here, but were you obvious? You were obviously athletic when you were young, right?
Yeah.
So you were. You weren't like eating your way into a bad situation and then you found the weight room.
No.
You were track and field, or what were you doing? Like, tell
I was,
us again.
I was in a good spot up until my sport of choice ended. Then I got to a point where I was like, oh man, now what do I do?
Right.
I mean, yeah, the sport was not there. So I started off in gymnastics.
I don't remember. Oh, gymnastics.
And then I moved into cheer after
You're
gymnastics.
A little big for gymnastics now.
Yeah, just a touch. Still got a great upper body for gymnastics,
there
though.
We go. There
but
we
I
go.
Think that's one reason why the upper body developed so quickly.
Yeah.
It's because of all those years of being, you know, the tumbling, the cartwheels,
for
the round-offs.
Sure.
Yep.
I still firmly believe, I mean, while there's studies that have proven it, but, you know, when you, they say the ages, I think it's like 5 to 12.
Yep.
So pre-puberty,
yep,
those ages have like a ton to do with your neuromuscular development coordination and just all that metabolic setup and all that sort of stuff.
It's true.
And if people can, they say that the worst time to get heavy is in that because it's so hard to get rid of.
Epigenetic changes.
Yes.
Genes. Jeez. That's when you start to, I mean, you can kind of see early on what kind of shape or form the body has as a kid, right?
Right.
Whether they're ectomorph, endomorph, mesomorph, right? And I think that parents should use that, like, as a gateway, right? Especially if they, because some things you can't, right? When you start getting the hormonal stuff like ghrelin and leptin, right? You can just start to monitor things, but you still should always have them active in something.
Yeah.
Or if you know you've got endocrine issues in the family, right? Start digging into that. And get them active. But yeah, that was the prime time. I was in sport during that time. And once I got to 13, my mom started taking me to the gym. So it was like there was a complete, you know, there was a smooth process going over. But then it was like, okay, you're going to leave me 13 in the gym.
Right.
I started off hot and heavy. But then I was like, I got a car. I can kind of go when I want. And then I'm like, started hanging out at school. I'm like, I'll go. Then I'm like, the freshman year. And I was like, whoa. okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got to step back.
Right.
Put the joints down.
The freshman 15.
Turned up to freshman 20.
Freshman 20. Quick.
Because your girl like biscuits.
I like girls with biscuits,
biscuits
too.
And gravy.
Oh, wait. Biscuits and gravy.
Oh, damn. That's awesome.
Yeah, but I got to a point where I was like, all right, I know that I'm better than this physically, right? It was just a matter of being in sport. And it taught me, gave me something to reference. I'm like, all right, if I could give myself like 100% to this, I could turn this around.
Right.
But now I gotta take the reins, right? There's no coach. There's no teacher making me do it. I got to be in there and do it.
What do you think is something that maybe you did when you were younger? Maybe it was the gymnastics themselves or something like that. Hey, Kenny.
Hello, Kenny.
Good
my
to see you, man.
My first posing coach.
Yeah, dead center.
This man, that's right. You this bet. Man turned me pro.
Yeah,
he turned
awesome.
Me pro.
And
I always tell him that.
I've sent him. I've had several girls hire him and get pro cards too.
Yeah.
So I mess him like, hey, thanks, Kenny.
If you ever get a chance, you should talk to him about how he started.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I had to know how he got the gift because he's so good.
Right.
And
right.
He's looked better than some of the women. I'm
Yeah.
How did you master this?
No, I've seen him do a quarter turn. It's pretty awesome.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Very
he's
spicy.
Up on his toes and everything.
Very spicy, that one. I love you much. I would not have gone pro without that, man. I'm convinced of it.
All my clients, they're like, can you help me pose? You're like, no, but I know who can.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. He gave me such a good foundation.
Yep.
Good man.
Yeah.
Good man.
Yeah. I didn't remember what I was saying.
You were talking about, you were asking me, was there some space and time as a youngster where I recognized?
Oh, delayed gratification.
Ooh.
I mean, we were talking, a very common topic now, as they say, the new generation has a problem with delayed gratification. It's instant gratification, right?
They do.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything that you can look back on and think, that was good practice for waiting for, like, you know what I mean? Waiting for it to come to me if I work hard for it. Like, you know, that delayed gratification quality in someone is just massively important.
Yeah.
And I think now, like, we're going to run into problems with a lot of people because everything's got to be right now. So was it maybe the way you were raised, or was it the sports, or anything that you can think of that you think really contributes to your ability to just focus on the task and believe the result will come?
Oh, yeah. I would say I probably got a twofold benefit from my mom and my dad.
Yeah.
So with my dad living on the farm, you know, you have that time where you plant, but you don't harvest right away.
Right.
But you have to keep going out there. And, I mean, I'm 9 years old, and I'm going to tend the field at 9. And all the other kids are at the pool. They're
right.
Enjoying summer. I'm out here at 110 degrees plowing and picking beans. It's like, man, okay. But it did. It taught me, if you really want to eat, you got to go work.
Yeah.
Right? It's going to require something of you. And at 9, 10 years old, it was like, okay, I get it, right? Because it was so different from city life. It was so different. We had to burn our garbage. It was like you had to sort through garbage.
Man, I'm a farm kid. We used to burn our garbage.
I'm telling you, it changed me. I got back to Michigan a completely different person. I mean, I would get the eggs out of the chicken coop every morning. My dad, that was my duty every day. So if you want eggs, guess what? You ain't getting eggs if you're not getting ready. That's it.
Yeah, you can just wash your hands after.
That's it, right? Yeah. And make sure the broom is back in its place.
Yeah.
Because if I didn't go get them, you know, if I was out of town or went to Bible college or something, or Bible school, we had that over the vacation Bible school.
Yeah,
for the summer.
Yeah.
At least they knew exactly where to go get it because we had a little broom that you lift the hands off of the eggs with, chew them off, and then you go get the eggs.
Right.
But then when I got back to my mom went back to school. And I think her going back to school, and she always told me, because after my dad passed away, she's like, listen, I'm going to get you what you need, but you're going to have to give a little bit more for the things that you want.
Right.
And she was very clear about that. I'm not here to create a spoiled brat out of you. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I went and got a job.
I'm going to give
15.
You, that's the quote of the day.
Yep.
I'm going to give you what you need, but you got to get what you want.
That's it.
I love it.
That's it. And she still sticks to it to this day.
My kids are going to be so pissed at you now.
I know, right? Auntie Drea, sorry, guys.
I'm taking that home.
Auntie Drea, sorry.
And if you really break it down, shelter, food, water.
That's it. I provided your basic essential needs.
Yeah.
Everything else you want,
I'm
you got to go work for it.
I'm taking stuff back when I get home.
That's it. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Dusty. Dusty needs to revamp his.
But that doesn't
his.
Mean that things can't be earned.
There you go.
Yeah. Or paid for.
Oh, because me and mom, I became the great negotiator.
Yeah.
Like, I got all A's.
Yeah.
That's working a different way. What can you give me?
Yeah. How does this work now? What's the payment on this?
Let's just talk about, some things that are available.
I could back that up.
Yeah.
And she did. She did a pretty good job with making sure that if there was something that she could do for me getting good grades in school, she would make sure that I earned it.
Right. Yeah. That's awesome.
I got one more for Andrea.
Absolutely.
Fire away. I love it.
I got asked this on my story, and I was like, oh, that's actually a good question, because I'm wondering what yours is. It could be anything, but what's your biggest, in your whole life, biggest fangirl moment?
Oh, that's a good one.
I remember when she met me.
Right? Starry-eyed.
Was it 12 years old at a Backstreet Boys concert, or was it?
I would have to say it's probably the first time I met Jay.
Really?
First time I met Jay Cutler. I mean, I met Jay and I was like, wow. Because, I mean, let's be real. Nobody is doing it like Jay is doing it in bodybuilding.
He's the king.
I still look up to Jay to this day. Like, when I look at Jay's work ethic, I'm like, Jay's got his hands in so many different pies. And by the time because we got a friend, Dave Lieberman, who does a show down in Ohio. And that's when I first met Jay in person. And I'm like, okay, Jay, let me just talk to you. I'm Miss Olympia now. I'm shooting you straight. What is it that you're doing? What kind of advice can you give me for me to take and really live by to be successful in this? And he's like, listen, don't switch up on people. You started out one way, don't switch up on people. Right? Yep. He's like, you know, if somebody had me, invited me down and I wasn't charging them then, I'm not charging them now.
Right.
Be consistent.
Yes.
The more you build the relationships in this industry, the better off you're going to be, because the relationships themselves will serve you.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Don't switch up on people.
Don't switch up
on
people.
That's so Jay.
Yep. I mean, that's completely Jay.
That's so Jay.
And it was like, wow. But again, Jay doesn't need more money. Let's be real.
Yeah. You know what? Not one person has ever said to me that Jay Cutler's changed.
Nope. You're right. Ever. You're right.
He's always been consistent.
Yeah.
Always.
And now it all makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, and for him to give me that piece of advice, right, it was like once I started to really embody that, Mutant came along. Grindstone came along.
Right.
Wings of Strength added more, you know, things that they wanted to do. It just became a recipe for, or an equation to just be successful.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't switch up. Tell people what the expectation is early on. I mean, obviously, if it changes, right, you need some different things from them, you talk about it.
Yeah.
But do your best not to switch up.
Yeah.
And I think that's one thing that when I did meet all of you, I got that same vibe.
Right.
And every time I'm with y'all, everybody's still the same.
Oh, yeah.
We all still were the way we were when we started out. We're more mature, right, in certain ways.
Some of us.
But yeah, well, right? Jamie needs a scolding every now and then from Mama Shaw over here. Don't go wandering out.
Who gets lost in Vegas without a shirt?
I have news for you. He does dumb stuff on purpose just so you'll scold him.
Okay.
Reverse engineered.
When he's in prep, he likes for me to entertain him. Is that what you're saying?
That's what it is.
Milos, we are going to have a chat, my friend.
Yeah.
I want you to do some very strange things with his diet.
Yes. That's incredible. I'm so happy that I got to chat with you because, like I said, I missed the episode.
Yeah, you did.
And I remember being like pissed because I was like, it's an Olympia champ.
Yeah.
And I mean, they brought me on. I'm like, what do you mean he's not here?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be here either then. I'm leaving.
I'm out.
Yeah.
But then I was like, no, these are my guys. I'm not going to do that to them.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So, thanks for coming on.
Oh, anytime.
Thanks for coming
anytime.
On. You helped us out a lot.
Who's ready for Germany? UK.
I got UK.
UK first. We're doing both.
UK Woo! First.
Yes, because you weren't there last year.
Yeah. Exactly.
We're going to have so
and
much
then
fun.
And we're doing Germany.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Guten Tag. I've been brushing up on my German, y'all.
Guten Tag. Well, there's some other words you need to learn. Yeah. I'll help you. I'll send
Coffee.
You a little.
Hello. I'm doing a little Duolingo, so I do one session a night.
Where, extra meat. That's a phrase you need. Extra meat when you're ordering food. You know? The big steak.
Und Coffee.
Yes.
Und Coffee.
We'll get it for you.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks, Andrea.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, Andrea.
Fourth time, Miss Olympia.
Let's roll right into number 5.
Yes.
Are we going to wrap the show up? Are we going to wrap this up?
Do we have anything else?
No, I think that's a perfect show. We don't want her to get up and leave.
They're stuck with us.
You know when you're watching
stuck with me.
Remember when you'd watch like a Letterman or something and the guest would get up while he was still exiting the show and they'd like walk away? And you could tell Dave's like, stay till the commercial. You know?
Yeah,
like you could tell they're just nervous, so they're like, I gotta get out of here.
Right? You didn't hear him say cut yet. Stay in the seat.
Yeah. Nah. But it's great to have you on, Andrea.
Thank you, guys. guys.
And we're doing another one later or tomorrow. What are we going to do, Scott?
I hope you're doing one later because we've got a newbie on board. I really want you guys to.
I think we got.
We should get everybody. Yeah. You know, bring everybody in.
Yeah, we'll pump
a few
out.
I think that'd be cool. Good.
And now that we got it working, we can pump them out. We can rapid fire them if we want
Absolutely.
To. Even. So
yeah.
I'm real happy with that.
Mutant Nation.
Okay, so I'll do the wrap up.
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Perfect.
Remember, IamMutant.com, 20% off. Dusty 20, Big Ron 20.
Yay. Ooh, Isaiah S 20.
Yeah, show Nina. Yeah.
For Olympias or my promo code.
Yeah.
And remember, get your all in, get your ISO surge,
yes.
And everyone should get on the gear. Remember, like, share, subscribe, comment, and
ring the bell.
There you go. Scott the producer, Dusty Hanshaw, myself, Big Ron Partlow, and of course our guest, Andreas Shaw, four-time Olympia
Soon
champ.
Soon to be five.
Yeah,
soon to be five. Ain't nobody touching her. See, I'm starting to kind of talk like her now. Ain't nobody
Ain't
touching
that's
her.
That's it. I'm rubbing off. Yeah. Rubbing off.
Yeah. You know we rolling up on her, Theo.
That's it. We're going to drop the mic on
her. She just dust
them.
You off. Yeah.
It's getting bad.
Is that like offensive? Did I just...
Not at all.
I don't know.
Not at all.
She was laughing. I'll give you the pass. Okay, I get a pass. Okay.
Big brother Ron.
Okay, so thanks everybody. And remember, it's just bodybuilding.